These top Afghan politicians are assessing Kabul-Washington relations. Under the bilateral security agreement, Kabul allowed about 10,000 American forces to stay in the war-torn country in exchange for equipping its military. But a year on, the Speaker of Afghan Senate is complaining that Washington has not fulfilled what it has agreed to.
We are not satisfied with what the U.S. calls training and equipping our forces. Donating uniform to forces and providing them cake and coffee cannot be described as training and equipping. The U.S. should live up to its commitments.
Others think otherwise. The acting Afghan Minister of Defense insists that Washington continues to financially help forces under his command. At the same time, he wants the U.S. to stop Pakistan supporting Taliban militants.
We need some effective and practical measures to bring an end to this war. As you know, many militants come from Pakistan. So we want the U.S. to urge Pakistan to get tough on the militants and stop its double standard policies towards us.
The bilateral security agreement was signed shortly after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani took office in September 2014. His predecessor, Hamid Karzai, refused to put his signature on the agreement during his term of office. Karzai simply did not trust the U.S. as well as neighboring Pakistan. He insisted that the agreement would not help promote security in Afghanistan. But unlike Hamid Karzai, President Ghani's administration signed the bilateral security agreement with Washington to secure funds for the Afghan police force and army, and that revived the relationship of the two countries that was at a slow point during the presidency of Mr. Karzai. Questions have already been raised about the effectiveness of the BSA amid the deteriorating security situation in Afghanistan over the past year. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.